During ordinary time, we witness again what Jesus did. We hear again his words. We follow him in order, not only because all those events are remembered, but because they are in some way renewed. And so today the Lord is calling us and sending us just as he called and sent his prophets and apostles. And the experience of the prophet Amos can be very helpful. Amos sincerely, very clearly recognized many difficulties in order to actually be a prophet. The beautiful thing, though, is that those difficulties that were real never became objections. But he said, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd." In other words, Amos was saying that being a prophet was not what we could say a natural thing for him. He didn't feel inclined to prophesy. He had no experience at all about that. He had no connections with prophets, no real formation. He was, we could say, a normal person, a shepherd, a busy good man, minding his own business. And he was called to be a prophet, not because of his own personal human qualifications, but because of God's love. And that love, in turn, qualified him to be the great prophet that he was. All the difficulties that he had, which were real, were not objections. So he became a prophet. And this is very relevant because, if we're honest, for us, many times, the difficulties that we experience in order to respond to our call to share the good news, those difficulties very often become objections. Now, we all agree that God has been very good to us, and I don't mean only in general. I mean here with us as a parish, so many blessings. And so we, of course, agree that it makes sense to try to share that goodness, especially with those who don't know about it. We've been promoting, been saying this a lot, that we do need to reach out to people. We need to evangelize. And we've been trying to promote this very prudent and realistic approach to outreach. First, we just reach out to our friends, neighbors, relatives. We do something that is very simple. Make a phone call, have lunch with a neighbor. Just do something to share the good news or to establish a relationship. And then, based on those conversations and relationships later, we will host more elaborate outreach events here in the fall. Such a simple approach, but it should work. It's a good plan. Now, honestly, how many of us have done something about this? We've been talking about this for months. Probably we all agree that it makes sense that we need to reach out to those who are far from Christ and from the church. And we probably as well, quite honestly, hope that someone will do it, because right now we think we can't. We can say, "I am no prophet, I am no apostle." And all these things can be true. I am really busy right now. I don't have any time. I need to take care of my kids. I don't know people outside my church friends. I don't know what to say. Some might claim I'm a little too old for that, and others I'm too young. Some might say I've never done anything like that, and others, well, I have already done that. Maybe at some point. And I really hope that now someone else can do it, because this is not for me. But the truth is that we are all called, each one in our own circumstances. We can say yes, which will be great. We could also say no. But what we should not say is, someone else will do it. That's not a very honest approach. Significantly, one of the very precise instructions given by Jesus today to the apostles was not to take a second tunic, which doesn't make a lot of sense. A beautiful interpretation of the fathers is that that means that we should not have any duplicity. We should just be honest ourselves. So yes or no. And certainly we all have ways, simple ways, of beginning some of these conversations with our friends. The Lord calls us in our own circumstances according to who we are. He will never demand something we cannot give. And at the same time, He will never ask for less of what we can give. We are called not because of some human strategic plan. We are chosen, as we heard in the second reading, from before the foundation of the world to exist for the praise of His glory. God really rejoices when His children make that extra effort to in some way share that joy of our faith. He rejoices because in that way more people can find hope for their lives, but also because in doing so we become more and more like Christ. One final quick point. In the psalm we pray, Lord, let us see your kindness. Oftentimes, we feel that to evangelize, to share the good news, might be a good thing for some people, but not for me, or at least not now. So we should pray that we can see the Lord's kindness in the call that we all receive to evangelize. Because God's kindness is present there, in that very loving invitation. To evangelize is not an impossible, unpleasant, heavy imposition. It is our joy. In that way, we become more like Christ. In that way, we become more the person we have been created to be. And in that way, other people might find hope. A hope that, who knows, maybe they will not be able to find otherwise. St. Teresa of Lisieux said once, I shall not be able to rest until the end of the world, until there are still souls to be saved. So let us pray today that we might have at least some of that zeal, and not seeing our difficulties as objections, may we joyfully go out of our comfort zone to, in some way, share the love of Christ.